Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. It's all about the lips. I love lips. They are one of the most important and beautiful features of the face, whether masculine or feminine. The lips are extremely specialized organs, and I'm going to teach you all about the lips. Let's celebrate National Kissing Day. Learning about the amazing structure of the lips. Did you know that your lips have over 1 million nerve endings? This makes them highly sensitive, very romantic, and erogenous zones. That is a lot of nerve endings per square centimeter. That's much more than your skin. The skin of the face has more nerve endings than, for example, the skin of the back or the buttocks or other areas, but the lips is an extreme concentration of nerve endings, making them so special for romance. The lips are constantly exposed to the elements, and if you don't take care of them, there's no denying that they are going to age. As we age, what happens to the lips? They lose volume, about 10% of lip volume every 10 years. So if you don't do something to maintain volume, whether you like it or not, your lips are going to invert. The muscles of the lip atrophy, causing the lips to roll inward slightly. The philtrum, or those two lines above the lip, coming from your nose, they tend to elongate. When the lip gets long, when you get long in the lip, the expression is you look older. So that's something we can adjust and touch up with lip filler or lip lift surgery. The lips, the mucosa of the lips and the skin of the lips actually dries very easily and doesn't have proper moisture content as we age, creating areas of lipstick lines and perioral rhytids. So taking care of hydration levels and moisturizing is so important. It's important to exfoliate your lips to keep them looking youthful. Exfoliation helps your lip balms and hydrating products to penetrate. I like to use my exfoliating scrub. My micropeel is ideal for this, and that gives a little rough exfoliation to the top layers of dead skin that accumulate on the lips daily. And that allows your lip balm and your products to penetrate better. It's important to hydrate the lips, and sometimes people use excessive amounts of petroleum and wax-based products, and this is going to not necessarily hydrate and in some cases dry the lips further. So petroleum-based products are not going to be vehicles for water hydration. Rather, they're sealants that lock in superficial moisture and the internal moisture of the lip. So remember, that's kind of an occlusive application. And when you're using too much petroleum-based products, remember that your lip glands, your lip has very, very minimal oil glands, almost next to none, really just at the border where the skin has some cutaneous oil glands. That's what you get for oil levels in the skin of the lips. But because of this very low oil content, when you're adding petroleum all the time, it's suppressing production of normal oils of the lip. Your body thinks there's enough oil going on and it turns off its own production. I recommend keeping them hydrated with water-based treatments with hyaluronics. So my Deep Blue Hydration Serum is actually excellent for people with eczema or chronically dry chapped lips that just can't get enough Vaseline on there. Stop the Vaseline and use hyaluronic acid. My Deep Blue Hydration is amazing for that. When your lips get chapped, they crack and bleed, and that can lead to fissures at the oral commissures or the corners of the mouth, and some people have saliva that pools and collects there. And very often those fissures have secondary infection with bacteria, so a little dab of Neosporin helps heal that. And very often mouth yeast like Candida can get into that oral commissure, causing angular chelitis. That's a condition where there's redness, irritation, chronic cracking, and saliva that accumulates makes it worse. So interestingly, we can treat that with topical antifungals. You can even use some from the drugstore, like your Athlete's Feet Remedy. Actually works fine on your mouth. And you can get a prescription one with us as well. And those are antifungals. Those will heal the yeast that accumulates. And then filler will treat that commissure where saliva pools. So I've done that for quite a few patients when they feel that they're chronically getting saliva at the corners of the mouth. We add a little drop of filler, and lip filler improves that ability for the lips to stay closed and to be orally competent and just make sure that they seal up nicely. Lip filler will improve those little lipstick lines around the borders of the lip by adding hydration to the tiny little filler, the tiny little lines and marks around the lip. If you smoke and you drink and you use straws, lips are not going to like it. They're going to get worse and more lines can develop. And Botox here can help with those lipstick lines from excessive pursing, as well as just stopping using straws. Your lips can get thinner as you age due to loss of collagen production and UV rays. It's so important and essential to protect your lips from the sun by using lip balms that have SPF. This is critical. Lip cancers are highly prevalent in Southern California and all around the United States and the world. People just really do not protect their lips. You'll apply sunscreen everywhere to your face, your neck, your arms, your shoulders, but nobody does their lips. So I'm really glad to see more and more chapsticks and things out there with SPF in them. My lip plumper is amazing because not only does it feel like a syringe of filler, it lasts for 3 hours. So you get a 3 hour filler effect. Love it for going out. It makes the lips more pink and plump. It has niacinamide, which draws out your natural pink. It has SPF. Yay. So lip protection all the time is very important. Your lips never sweat. Did you know they don't have sweat glands? That's another reason why hydration is so, so important. And your lip color is due to these visible capillaries under the skin. This is why the lip plumper works amazingly, because niacinamide brings that little extra flush and they just look pink and juicy. Your lips are so unique. They are evolutionarily one of the most beautiful, important features of the face. They draw in our mates. They give us romance in our lives. And they're so unique. Your lip print is as unique as a fingerprint. It can almost be like your digital fingerprint. Your lip print and fingerprint are unique to you and you only. So there you have it. Just everything you need to know about the lips. In honor of National Kissing Day, take care of your lips, everybody. Think about lip filler. It does make you feel amazing, super confident. If you don't want to do filler, try some lip plumper. But above all, hydrate, sunscreen, take care of yourselves. And you can find me on my Instagram, Making Lips Beautiful all the time. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website where you can find these amazing products is beautybydrk.com. That's where you can try my lip plumper, deep blue hydration serum, and really great sunscreens for the face as well. Love you guys. Mwah. Stay beautiful.